Craig has suggested, that if you've never put on Christ in baptism, you can come forward and confess Jesus as the Christ and be immersed for the forgiveness of your sins. If you have your Bible tonight, if you'll turn to the Hebrew letter in the 11th chapter, Hebrews chapter 11. In our preceding study, I called to your mind how the word gaze means to look upon or to see, to focus, and how it is used in the divine book of God. And at the same time, we drew some lessons for us in our day about the word gaze or focusing our attention. And tonight in our study, I desire to look at some other ways this word is used to stir up our minds and to get our minds focused. And I would like for us to hopefully help us find some things that we can apply to our lives and help us to get to heaven. In the Hebrew letter and the 11th chapter, if you will, look at verse 23. In the first part of our study, I want us to look at Moses in Hebrews chapter 11 and take note of his looking and notice how he is focused upon one thing. In Hebrews 11, in verse 23, it said, "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Now, if you will, notice two different times the Hebrew writer brings to our mind where Moses looked to the reward, or Moses looked unto him who is invisible. If you have your Bible, I want you first to take note that this man was looking for a greater riches in heaven than the treasures in Egypt. That man was focused on the right treasure. The young man, when he was looking at life, looked out and he thought about the riches of this age. And when he was looking out, he thought about, compared to eternity, what a difference. And that man refused the riches of this world and chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. So the first thing I want you to mind is he refused. He would not give in to doing that which was ungodly, that which was worldly, that which was just confined to this day and time. He would not be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And I will tell you, there would be very few people that would refuse such an offer. I'll tell you, money can buy a lot of things. And money can get a lot of people to do things they normally wouldn't do. But Moses, when he looked at money, when he looked at treasure, when he looked at fame, when he looked at prestige, when he looked at the position of being a prince in Egypt, he refused all those things. I thought about what kind of faith would a man have to refuse all those things. But then secondly, notice he chose. Not only did he refuse, but he chose to suffer affliction. Doesn't that sound strange? How many people would suffer affliction if they could have all the things that Moses refused? But he understood something. He saw that the reward would not be without cost. The affliction was due to a righteous cause and not affliction of self-will. He chose to suffer, notice the Bible says, affliction with the people of God. Then notice there is a contrast. Notice the contrast. Then to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. He saw sin, and he saw it in its truest sense, just as a pleasure for a season. Sin is pleasurable. If sin wasn't pleasurable, nobody would commit it. But the devil tempts us to sin. We're tempted by our own desires to do that which is ungodly, to do that which is wrong, because there's pleasure in it. But it is a pleasure that is short-lived. It is for a passing season. And notice, that at this particular time, Moses looked at or gazed at not just the pleasure of sin, but the end of it. You want to know why tonight a lot of people are engaged in sin? They just see the pleasure, but they don't see the end of it. They don't see how it can cause and the problems not only in this life, but it can cause you to lose your eternal soul in hell. Some people just look at the pleasure of the right here, the right now, and they don't look at the end. But Moses looked at the end of all things. He saw the true meaning of sin. Thus, this led him to forsake the things of Egypt. And he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater. Yes, he gazed and esteemed the things of God and the things of Christ greater than the things of Egypt. The things of Egypt would pass away and the others would remain. He wanted something that would last eternally, not something that would last just for a season. But then notice something else. He feared not the king. Oh, Moses was afraid of the king in one sense, but no doubt, but when he gazed at the king and the cause, what did he do? He feared God more than the king. And he did not fear the king when he went up to him and said, "Let my people go." I want you to think about, my friend, that his faith in God was so great that he went up against the Egyptian Pharaoh and said, "Let God's people go." But notice something else he did. Look again, if you will, and notice, if you will, that this man endured in verse 27. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. How did he endure? You think about the life of Moses. It wasn't an easy life. And Moses had a lot of troubles and a lot of problems. Moses was leading a nation of people who liked to complain and murmur. You remember he led them out of captivity. He led them out of slavery. He brought them into a land and right up to the land. And you know right what they started doing? They started saying, "Did you bring us out here to die? Oh, that we would be back in Egypt eating the garlic and the leeks and all the onions that were in Egypt." I always thought about the breath they must have had. They wanted to go back to Egypt. And I thought about, here were people that were wanting to murmur, and yet Moses endured. How did he endure? By gazing upon the reward, he was able to endure many things of his day. And I'll tell you, it's a powerful word when you look at that word, gaze or focus or look. But now I want you to look at a second thing. Look at how we observe Moses. I think our time will be well spent if we but stop for a few moments and see if we can follow Moses as he gazed or looked upon the reward. And this is the very purpose of my preaching, to get people to fix and focus their eyes on things that will help them to make decisions in life that are eternal in nature, that are spiritual in nature. First, if you were in Moses' shoes, would you refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter? That means you would turn down being called a prince. How many have made the decision to be her daughter? Most of the people gaze upon the things of this world and they focus their eyes on material things and they refuse to be called children of God. There are a lot of people in Shevville, Tennessee tonight that their mind is not upon anything spiritual. They never think about heaven. They never think about life beyond the grave. They don't even think about death. All they think about is the wealth and riches they can obtain while they're here. Now, there's nothing wrong with having money if you earn it honestly, but I'll tell you what is wrong if we make it our God. And if we put money before God, and I'll tell you there are a lot of people that put material things before God. They don't refuse it. But secondly, would you choose to suffer? You know, my friend, that's a decision we have to make. And if this decision was put before your eyes tonight, would you suffer with the people of God? Affliction. This is the very reason that so few make the decision to become a Christian. They know the cost is high. In 2 Timothy 3:12, you remember that Paul told Timothy, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. He didn't say might. He didn't say maybe. He said will. You remember that Peter said in 1 Peter 4:16, if any suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed in the matter. And so I recognize, my friend, some people don't want to be a child of God because they gaze at this world and their goal is to avoid suffering at any cost. But I want to tell you something, my friend. You can run from pain, you can run from suffering, you can run from problems. They'll always find you. But I'll tell you something. One thing you won't ever be able to run from is eternal suffering. But that brings up that third thought. Do we see sin? How many of you recall gazing upon sin to see its true picture and meaning? Pleasure. That's all some people see. What can I do to get my kicks? What can I do to get my thrill? What can I do? I'm bored in society. We live in a society that has so much entertainment, and yet you've never seen so many restless, bored people. We've got people that are walking with their phones on. They got this phone here, this phone there, and they just can't get enough. But their mind is needing something all the time. They never know what it would be like to sit on the front porch. And there's nothing wrong with having phones. There's nothing wrong with technology. But I'll tell you what happens many times is that we look around because we're so restless that we see something that we think we'll enjoy. And we don't stop to consider, is it a violation of God's will? And we go contrary to God. The man in Luke 15, the young man, he failed to see it for a long time. Pleasure. It is short-lived. Sin is short-lived. The devil tells you a lie when he says that it'll last and last. Sin never lasts. The pleasure of sin doesn't last. It dies out. Then you have to do something bigger the next time to get your kicks. Then something more. Then something more. And before long, you're so far from God, you don't even recognize how far you've gone. So many of our people today refuse to see sin. And they lose their jobs, the family, respect, and all. For they will not take a true look at sin. Look at it. Gaze upon it. Focus your eyes and see it at the end. What sin is worth spending eternity in hell? Can you tell me that? And I'll tell you what, my friend, there isn't. But we need to esteem the reproaches of Christ greater. Do you see the treasures of life beyond the grave? Do you see Egypt looks good to most people, for this is the only thing they focus their eyes upon? But what did Moses focused his eyes upon the reward. He forsook Egypt and he kept his eyes upon the reward, heaven. And he feared not the king. What about you? What's wrong with most people? Fear. Fear is the basic problem. Someone may say, well, I'm not afraid of anything. Are you afraid to die? That's the basic problem. Are you fearful of losing your job? Are you fearful with what other people will say about you? Many times young people are fearful of what others will say. Parents fear what others will say. The church fears what people say. So we go with the crowd. You don't believe me? Watch the news sometime. And people who used to stand up and say it's a sin no longer will say homosexuality is a sin. They'll no longer say drunkenness is a sin. They'll no longer go against adultery. They just say whatever to please the people. They don't want to be called a name. But what did he say? You endure. Whatever they say about you, you endure. And the question is, will you endure? If you gaze upon the world, you won't. If all you're looking at is this world and what you can get out of this world and how you can get your kicks out of this world, I'll tell you, you won't endure as a Christian. You'll see some people, as it's written in Luke 8, the soil, the seed is sown and it springs up quickly. But what happens? They're gone quickly. because they never allowed to take root. Others allowed to take root, but they allowed the riches and the cares and the pleasures of this world to choke out the seed. But a good seed will produce other fruit. Do you see the power of the Word to gaze, to focus? When you think about Moses, he looked to the reward. I'll tell you something. We need people to look to the reward. If you're here tonight and you've never been baptized into Christ, you've never had your sins blotted out, or you've left the Lord, what you need to do is look back to the reward. Sin is short-lived. Yes, it's pleasurable, but only for a season.